Russia, Russia, Russia. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Russia hacking story has taken over the news.
Russia and the U.S. election, a steaming hot potato.
It was all over the Golden Globes.
Of course, as always, the ballots for tonight's Golden Globes were carefully tabulated by the accounting firm of Ernst & Young and Putin.
Meryl Streep urging reporters to save America.
We need the principled press to hold power to account, to call them on the carpet for every outrage.
And on the other side, Reince Priebus saying some reporters are pushing the story to undermine America.
There's a political angle here that is clearly politically motivated to discredit the victory of President-elect Trump.
But what exactly are we arguing about? There's no evidence the Russians hacked voting machines or altered the actual vote count in any way. Everybody agrees on that. So what we're arguing about is whether Russia's hacking and releasing those emails changed voters' minds. But we already know the answer to that because we're the voters. We can just check our minds right now and find out. Russia, of course, should be punished, but Russia couldn't move your pencil in that voting booth. Only you could do that. All of us were free to note the timing of those email releases and free to either reject them as manipulation or welcome them as a sign of God's will. So I would just say, punish Russia for the hacking, but the reaction to the hacking, that's on us. And the other thing to consider is if this election ends up being forever remembered as the election Russia hacked, there's always a chance things could go really well in the next 4 years, and then we'd have to thank them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.